what about if your husband has maybe a coat and you think that he's just had used it for too many years, that it really is all
worn out?
Okay, would you ever use that to talk about how you feel when you're real tired?
Oh, yeah, just I'm worn out.
Okay. And if someone has been well, but you hear that suddenly they have some disease, and you say, well, how did it happen? And somebody said, well, just last night, she, in the middle of the night,
she got sick, or she had an attack.
Okay. And you say, well, but she's improving. She'll be up again
by the time you know it.
Okay, and maybe you don't have any idea when, so you just say, well, by and by. Okay. If a person sat in a cold draft and began to cough, you might say, well, last night he
caught a cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he's very
hoarse.
Quiet.
Hoarse.
And he has a
cough.
And someone says, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy, drowsy.
Okay, at 6 o'clock I'll
get up.
Or
rise, or wait.
Okay, I'll what?
I'll wake.
And if your daughter says, well, at a certain time I have to do something, please
call me.
Wake
me.
Okay. And if someone is still sleeping, you tell someone, well, go
wake them up.
And if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the patient might answer, well,
I did take it, or I have taken it.
And just a minute ago,
I did take it.
Mm-hmm.
I took it.
And tomorrow I will
take.
If you can't hear anything, you say, if you can't hear anything at all, you might say you're stone
deaf.
And if someone was working very hard in the sun, and if he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he passed a sweat.
He is
in the hot sun.
He perspiring.
Okay.
Sweating.
Okay, and use the past of it. He worked all day yesterday, and
he sweated.
Okay. Is that a little bit distasteful to you? You'd be much more, you'd rather say
yes.
Perspiring.
Yes.
Okay. And
I can remember when they didn't say perspire. They'd just say sweat. That's about all you heard.
Sure. Okay. And what about a kind of a sore that is discharging and that comes to a head?
You're rising, a boil.
Okay, and when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out of it
is pus.
And if you have
drainage.
Okay. If you have some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger, you say, my hand is
infected or swelling.
And what happened to it?
It has swollen.
Okay. And just about an hour ago, something happened. Something bit me there, and it
swelled.
Okay. And if in a war, a soldier has a bullet go through his arm, he has a. Or somebody got shot. You say you better get to a doctor and have him look at the.
Injury.
Okay, or
the
an injury could be just maybe a bruise.
Yes.
Couldn't it? This
mm-hmm.
is an actual something.
Wound. Uh-huh.
Okay.